Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P, we'll get to some World Series angles, talk about tonight's game, where we sit, and we'll also find out where the room is at coming up as well. Some tweets coming in. At @bet_sweat, Sam at SP Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Our buddy Harry says, that segment when you guys talk about the bets you wish you made, when you talked about, it should be called the observation chair. It's pretty good. Not bad. We've got new segments, new show ideas, apparently. Mikey Betts, if you guys are looking for a new show name, you could go with, what are you, chicken? Mikey Betts says he can't do any more Baltimore Ravens. He's got everything tied with a bunch of golf stuff. But I get it. Not interested in Super Bowl. If you do division, certainly like it. How about Chiefs-Ravens divisions? Similar prices? That wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm not sure which one loses. I don't believe the Steelers at all. At all. I think the Broncos will fall off, too. Same thing with the Chargers. Anyways, World Series game number 4. Once again, now it's higher than a $2 favorite. Dodgers are favored. Otani's going to pitch. And now we're out to -220, the Dodgers. The total is 8. Sam, when we had last night's 18-inning game, 19 pitchers were used, over 600 pitches. What was your first thought about it in relation to game 4?
Under. That was my thought process. Just bet the under and then wiggle the winner.
I had the opposite. That's interesting. I thought over. I thought over 8. Now, it's been bet under because there were a lot of 8.5s out there, which are now gone. So the money is coming in on the under here. But you bet over because they're tired? I was... think or your thought process was under because tired, long game, all that stuff. I was thinking over because of the state of these bullpens, that maybe in a normal game guys wouldn't stay out there, where they would make a change where they're going to have to stick with guys a little bit longer.
I think Otani is such a superhuman athlete, right, that he's going to go 7 and hold them the one run. Like, he won't even be fazed by playing until, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. I just think he's otherworldly. I don't think he's a real person.
Yeah, I hear you. And now you've got some starters that are apparently going to be missing for the Blue Jays. Springer left the game last night. It sounds like he's not going to go. Is that the word on him? And same deal for Bichette?
Yeah, I was texting with a guy who's booking bets right now in Vegas, and he just says, we are booking under the impression that they don't have Springer or Bichette. Now, that's just one man's opinion, but the way that he's seen some of that Dodger money, I think he probably wrote some Dodger run line bets and realized, okay, why are all these wise guys lining up to bet the Dodgers off an 18-inning game? Somebody must know something. So I think they're just putting two and two together. They're connecting the dots. I'm not saying that's news, but that's how they're booking the game at this specific sports book, under the impression that they'll be without one or both of those guys.
Yep, for sure. So it's a one-game thing. You're not going to take too much away from it. But out of curiosity, I went back and looked at the other World Series game that was 18 innings. And I was wondering, okay, did they have a game the next day like they do in this scenario? And they did. It was the 2018 World Series. Red Sox and Dodgers. Goes 18 innings in game three. like last night. Game four the next day. Your score was 9-6 in favor of Boston. But to your point, Sam, I looked at the box score. All of that scoring came late off the relievers. It was a very low-scoring game until about the seventh inning, and then you just had a flurry of runs in those last three innings. So 15 runs were scored the next day after an 18-inning game. I just thought it was kind of interesting. It's not telling you anything about today, but I was just curious what ended up happening. So,
did you also see last night there was a reporter that asked Mookie, I saw the video this morning and I earmarked it and I forgot to bring it up and I should have sent this to Jake. It's my bad. Somebody asked Mookie after the game, when you lay your pillow down tonight or when you lay your head on your pillow and get ready for bed, will you think about Shohei or Freddie? What will you think about? And Mookie's like, I'm probably not going to think about another man when I'm in bed. It made me almost spit out my drink this morning. I've laughed so hard because you know how those reporters are. They're like, they've been thinking about this question for like an hour and a half. And they're like,
no, 7 hours, as long as the game was going.
I got the question. I got it. When you lay down tonight in bed, who will you think of? Shohei or Freddie? And then they hold the phone out like, this is it. This is my moment. And the player's like, what the f-? Like,
yeah.
Right? The player's like, I'm not going to think about another man when I'm in bed. End quote. Classic. Classic. Mark Carmen used to ask those questions. One time he asked LeBron a question, and LeBron was like, Carmen asked this stupid question, and LeBron's like, that's a dumb question, bro. And then just moved on. Carmen thought he had like this leading sports center question. And LeBron's like, that's a clown question, bro. Next.
They've been asked it all. Okay, so I'm going to think about this. I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm gonna come up with something edgy, something they've never been asked. And what you end up doing is a clown question, bro. That's what you end up doing when you do that. Just ask the damn question. Ask an open-ended question, and that's that.
I've been in so many locker rooms, so many over the years, and like you hear the question, and you just go, oof, bad. And you know, I mean, how many games did I cover in Chicago? At least 200 a year for 7 years. Like, think about all those post-game experiences. There were some really bad questions over the years. Really bad.
All right, let's bring in Paul Aspen. Game four tonight. He's got the room.
Where's the room?
So Ohtani's in the lineup. Ohtani's pitching. How much room stuff do we have on Ohtani after getting on base 9 times last night? What do you have, Paul?
A lot. But also, they can't figure out what they want to do. We'll get to that. I'd also like to mention that the room is betting Purdue to cut down the nets in college basketball. That is the most popular bet at BetMGM to win it all in college hoops. That's never gone wrong. As for tonight, yeah, they're going every which way on Ohtani. Can't figure out, or maybe trying to thread a needle. So they're going under 1.5 bases at +105 is the fifth most popular prop at BetMGM.
Oh, you know the angle there? I kind of understand. Yeah. He won't have an opportunity. Okay. Interesting.
Also, under 18.5 pitcher outs for Shohei Ohtani at -175.
No, he's going yeah. Seven. I've already decided.
Never betting that. Yeah.
Yep. Vlad home run +350 is the lone Blue Jays prop. Number two most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's game four of the World Series, Ohtani over 6.5 strikeouts at -118. So they're going over 6.5 strikeouts, but under 18.5 outs.
What do you do with that?
Okay. Yeah, they just bet Ohtani stuff. That's it.
And, of course, they're betting the home run. It hit. Ohtani home run, +180.
They, you know, he's the best player in the world. We get that. But also, the Blue Jays were just so stupid in their approach to him. First off, nobody on base, one out. The game he's having in the seventh, of course, you've got to put him on. They don't. The homer that he had early in the game. Scherzer's up one and two. It's a 1-2 count. And he's trying to go fastball. Every time he clubbed it, they're trying to sneak a fastball by him. They weren't down either. I didn't understand their approach. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
There was also a bat in the fifth inning. There was also a bat in the fifth inning where he went oppo to the gap. I mean, and that got them back in the game.
That was a fastball, too. That was a fastball, too. Like, they kept going to fastball. I didn't understand what the hell they were doing. All right, Sam, do you have something on this or something else for Lightning Bets tonight?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'll just go to the game and take the under. I'm not betting the side. I do think the Dodgers win, but at -195, well, open 195, now it's 220. Good grief. Ohtani shove. Under. 8. I had the over last night. I'll go under tonight.
Yeah. Beeper going for Toronto's side. We're going heads up. My first thought was over. I'm going to go over 8. I know the number's coming down. You could wait in game because I do think we're going to have some innings where we don't see runs and then we'll see an explosion. But very interesting to see how they handle the bullpens after 19 pitchers are used last night, and you've also got a game coming up on Thursday. So that there's a lot of meeting going on with these teams today, how exactly you handle it. Paul, how about you?
I have a question for the group. If we think Ohtani's going to walk a couple times, is a stolen base at +333 worth it, worth a shot?
He had a stolen base last night, and then he's out because he tried to do the pop-up, and then he gets off the base.
Yeah,
so I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah. All right, I'll do that. +333 for a stolen base. And then, you know what? We'll fade the room since I worked with Breshad Smith last night. Over 18.5 outs, pitcher outs for Ohtani at +130.
Okay. Good number. Jake?
I'm actually with Joe. I think first 5 under is going to be a play for me, under 4.5. I think the starter should have success, but then the bullpens will be a disaster.
Yeah.
Great job today, Jake.
That's a good angle.
Great good job. Stuff.
Thank you, Jake. Sam's looking forward to rewatching our last segment later today. You might enjoy it if you missed it. Check it out. This has been Bet Sweats. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.